Hey y'all.
So my name is Travian Sears. Where to begin? Lordy. This is my first official podcast. I'm new to this, so if I mess up, forgive me. Okay, so my podcasts, they're basically let's see. They're not going to be about one specific thing, right? Like, some people are like, let me just do it about government. Or just do one about Trump. Mine's going to be about different things going on in the world. Like, why bore you guys with the same BS every time? I mean, it's not necessary, right? So, essentially, what we're going to do is we're just going to talk about whatever. I'm going to find different things going on. Obviously, there's the popular stuff, right? There's the popular stuff, like, right now, the government shutdown. We'll get into that later on in the episode. I mean, there's other things like, God, what's the newest rapper? I don't even know. I don't follow rap music, but I know, I'm sure some of you guys do. Ooh. Anyways, a little background about me. I live in California right now, but I am originally from Arkansas, specifically Magnolia, Arkansas. It's where all my family lives. That intro, hey y'all, that's gonna be my, the title for this new channel, podcast, however you want to call it, because, you know, I think roots are a good thing to lay down. You know, we should always, everything leads back to our roots, if you think of it that way. And, I forget who said that. I'll have to find who quoted that and quote them. Cause that is like a very true statement. Also, I guess there's, this is my family, you know, being able to go visit them during the summertime. My dad specifically lives out there, so I go and visit him over the summertime, and it's just so much fun to, you know, visit, like, how my family, lives. You know, it's different. Like, for instance, out in California, you see a Prius every 5 seconds, but in Arkansas, I swear, I've seen maybe one. Like, I can't even think, I'm sure I've seen one. I can't even think of the time that I've seen it, you know, so. And out in Arkansas, you see a pickup truck, an old antique pickup truck like my dad's got, around every corner. So it's like two different lifestyles. You got the country living lifestyle, you got the California, Cali boy, Cali girl, you know, that bougie mentality. Not everybody's like that, but. You know, it's, you know, that's why they call it the bougie California lifestyle. And I really love that country living. You know, it's like so peaceful. And like the air. I mean, when people tell you that California is very overly polluted, they're not lying at all. You go anywhere else, like Arkansas, not anywhere else, that's a lie. I mean, Arkansas, or the South in particular, Arkansas. I keep saying Arkansas because go to Arkansas, it's amazing. We got Bill Clinton, guys. it's a bad example, but no, it's like Arkansas. I fly in, like I have to like breathe, like I like hyperventilate for a couple of seconds. I'm not even lying, like I'm not joking, because the air is so much more fresh than it is out here, like. It's just, like, the trees, I don't know if it's the air that the trees produce, or however, photosynthesis is, happening, but it's just so much nicer. It's amazing. I love it. Anyways, I believe, I went there last summer. I had a great experience, but I really am looking forward to going again this year. I really hope I can. because that'd be amazing to be able to see my family and visit with them, you know, and knock out all my cousins, you know. I know they say, like that stereotype is that people in Arkansas have a lot of cousins. Well, I have one, like, straight-up biological cousin, if you know what I mean. Like, I guess I might have two now. I'm not really sure. Like, based on my dad's parents having two, they had two children together. They had other children with other people, but together they had two children, my grandparents. And my father, Lil Terrence, we call him Smurf. And I'm Little Smurf, by the way. Because that should be my nickname or whatever, Little Smurf. And then you have my uncle, Rail. He has one son, and his name is Jalen. When I was younger, we would hang out whenever I would go to Arkansas, but then there was like a gap between like fifth grade and it was it had been almost 8 years since I'd seen him before this year, and I saw him. He's a totally different guy, you know, like, I didn't even remember what he looked like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I saw him outside, I didn't know that was him. It was kind of embarrassing. It was like, Travian, you gonna come out here? I was like, no, I'm good. And then my dad came inside. He was like, what's up, Travian? I thought you said you wanted to see your cousin. I was like, who's that outside? And he's like, that's your cousin. I'm like, oh. Ooh. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was kind of an embarrassing moment. But, happened. Life, you know, that was this summer. And, you know, I got to talk to him. He's a cool guy, you know. But it's so amazing, like, to think about the life I could have had if I had stayed in Arkansas. And, you know, it's just, my lifestyle would be totally different. I mean, to be honest, I'd probably be happier as far as, like, okay, I'm very happy where I'm at, you know, like being able to see my cousins and my nieces and nephews all grow up. Because, you know, only having one, like, straight-up biological cousin, because my mom had no other siblings except for one by her dad and stepmom. But, you know, again, dad and stepmom, so she didn't really have any siblings that she grew up with, and because her stepbrother or half-brother is, like, I don't know, gosh, like, 21 years younger than her, I think. Something like that. It's long. He's the age of my, he's in between the age of my older, younger sister. I say that because I don't know how to, younger, older sister. I have a younger, older sister and a younger, younger sister. The youngest. The baby is Mariah. The middle child. Ugh, the middle child. That would be Ariana. And then I'm the oldest, Travian. But yeah, so I have no other, like, biological cousins, but I have, like, cousins I am related to by blood, just not full blood, you know, like, Sadie and DJ, that's my aunt Tina's, children. Let's see, God, I can't even think, what are his other siblings? God, I'm gonna be honest, he's got a lot that I can't even think about right now. My mind is coming to a draw. Oh, my Uncle Tony. He has children, I think. I just don't know their names. See, that's sad. You know, when you don't even know your own family's names, like, oh my gosh. It's horrible, you know? Like, I would really love to know my family's names, you know, be able to talk to them. You know, it's just, wow. Anyways, we've talked on this subject long enough. The family. Well, let's get back to, like, my experience in Arkansas. So I finally saw my cousin, and he's a totally different person, and it's, like, odd. It was awkward. Like, he had his girlfriend with him. Oh, the first time I saw him, he did. And I was, like, how do I talk to him, right? Like, I ask about every time I talk to my dad, like, we try and talk, like, once every 2 weeks. That sounds bad, but for us, that's pretty good, because neither of us really can keep in contact very well. We're bad about that. So yeah, that's pretty good for us. And I always ask him, like, how's Jalen, how's my cousin doing? He's like, he's good. I'm like, what grade is he in now? And he's like, I don't know, son. He's up there. That's what I get. I don't know, boy. He's up there. it's so much fun talking to my dad, because he's like, he's my dad. You know, I wish I could be more descriptive about that, but I can't, you know, because I just don't know any words that would describe him. You know, he's this hilarious, he's got like that tough love sort of vibe going. He is very loving, very caring, and he just tries his best. He's very, he tries his hardest. He works very hard. He's a hard worker. That's a good way to describe my dad. He's very hands-on, and he works really hard for everything that he gets, and, you know, that he's a good role model. And my stepmom, Brittany, I love her to death. She's amazing. And by the way, the only reason I'm not talking about my family in California is because I haven't gotten to them yet. I don't know how long this podcast is going to end up lasting, but, feel free to leave whenever you want and come back if you'd like. I don't really have a preference. But my stepmom, Brittany, it's so odd, because her and I have, like, the most in-depth conversations. Like, she treats me like an independent person, you know? She treats me like I'm Travian. Not like I am this kid that I'm supposed to be this way. And I really love that about her. My dad really did good with that one, because she's awesome. She's not like that mean stepmom, like Cinderella and her evil stepmother. You know, she's like this nice lady. She's got a tough love vibe going too. Not even gonna lie about that one. But she will tell you the truth, and she'll be 100% honest with you no matter what. And she'll call you out on your SHIT. She will. And that's Brittany, you know, that's Mama Love. That's what I got her down under. Because, like, my dad calls her Love, you know. I don't know how that started. I guess that's just a thing they call each other. Or he calls her, and so I got her down under Mama Love. So, that's Mama Love for you. You know, when I don't understand something about my father, who can be very confusing at times, I'll talk to her. I'll be like, hey, what should I do in this situation, you know? She's my go-to gal, you know? And I love that about her. Like, she's always there to talk, you know? And I know, like, it's harsh, because typically when I call or text her, it's like, I need something, you know? Like, I need this advice. I need money. And I don't think I've ever asked her for money. And so recently I've tried with everybody, really, but mainly with her, because she's one person that I don't really have in-depth conversation with. Like Christmas, I said, hey, happy Merry Christmas Eve, happy Merry Christmas, happy New Year's, I think I texted her. And Mother's Day this year, I texted her, I was like, happy Mother's Day, because, you know, she is like a mother in some ways, you know, and whether it's blood or not, you know, she's family. And no matter what, she's gonna be part of my life. I appreciate that, and, you know, it's awesome. God, get me all emotional here. So, anyways, my experiences in Arkansas, I just wish, there's my one regret about not being able to be there. My main thing, like, I always look back and I'm like, damn, I wish I was there for that, you know? And that's being able to do things with my family, my friends in Arkansas, my cousins in Arkansas. Because they're all going to school together, you know, enjoying each other. And out here, I have friends. Don't think that I'm just this guy that sits in the corners. And I mean, I do sit in corners sometimes because I'm like contemplating things, but I'm very vocal. If you need me to speak my mind, I'll do it, you know, without a problem. Like, I love public speaking, like I'm doing now. Like, it's awesome. Being able to share my opinions. But I will try. One thing you'll notice, and I'll try and repeat this over and over so I don't forget, is not talking about my opinion, like, telling my opinion, you know, like, mainly just telling the facts, and then probably getting you guys' reviews. If I think there's a comments on here, and like having you guys comment. I'm trying to enunciate better. Comment and tell me what you think about the topic, and then in the next podcast, maybe a rebuttal. I can give my opinions. You know, because you know that's how things should go. Honestly. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, but my main regret about not being able to live in Arkansas is, like, I only see my family. This year was the first year I think I went for, like, a month and a half, and, I had to come back to California a little earlier than, well, I wasn't, we didn't book a ticket back until I had to come back, I didn't get to visit with a lot of people. Like, I got to visit with a lot of people, but it was, like, a lot more. Actually, I have to say I visited with more people than I probably ever have in my time in Arkansas. But still, I always felt distant. And, you know, I never wanted that. Because it's, like, you're my family, man. Like, you're my friend. Like, I consider you, like, good friends. Like, best friends. And it's, like, damn. And... I don't know you, you know, and I'm really sorry about that. Like, we were born at the same hospital. Most of my friends and family out there, we were born at the same hospital. But we weren't raised together. You know, I don't know you, you know. While I love your personality, when I do know you, it's like, how can you truly be a friend, or how can you truly be family? And that was one thing I always hated about going to Arkansas and visiting with family, more or less not being able to go to Arkansas, you know, and visit with family and stay, you know. I always imagined going to school in Arkansas and then coming to California for the summer. But due to the circumstances, I can't. And I've accepted that over the years. I mean, it's been hard, but I have. And, you know, it's alright, you know, that's how life is. Anyways, life is just, you know, it's moving at a fast pace for me, I know for a fact. Like, being in high school, God, it's, oh my gosh. It's been a hell of a ride. Like, freshman year went by like this, you know. Sophomore year has gone by like this, and I'm like losing track of time. I'm like, where did freshman year? I'm in 10th grade. Like, how in the hell did that happen? It's like, gosh, like, I feel so young. And I am, but, like, when I think about it, I'm like, kind of old. You know, and it's, I'm not old. Don't get offended when I say I'm old. I'm older than a lot, and it's kind of hard because I want to be young. I love being young, you know. While everybody, I was always more mature. Like, I was always more, I don't want to put this sounding cocky, but if I was to go to a school event or a school function, I'd often be seen talking to an adult. And sometimes I wish I wasn't, I wish I just, stayed with, friends, you know, like, been able, you know, just talk to friends, but, like, I didn't, you know, I talked to adults, and, you know, I grew, you know, and I matured so much, and I saw that from my classmates, you know, the difference, like, my choices, most of the time, were very mature and professional, and I never got to be immature and professional, and whenever I did do things that were immature and unprofessional, or just not wise at all, it would be like, what the hell, Travian? What did you just do? You know, like, oh god, I don't want to give specific examples, because when I would be, it would be bad. Like, because it would be bad. It would just be bad, you know. I just, I'll give you one example. Fifth grade, I was the straight A student. I was class president, second semester, and I believe this was in like April. A girl, I had reason. You know, it just wasn't, I was not rational with my thinking. We were playing in there was a little baseball, little kickball, little court in the field at Howardwood Elementary School. And in fifth grade, and these were all my classmates, we'd been friends. I don't know if the girl was just joking around, but she threw a ball of sand. You know, like, it was like one of those crystal springs or crystal geyser water bottles, you know, like, I don't know what that's, 32 ounce maybe? No, it's bigger than that. 64 ounce, probably? Just a water, like a typical water bottle. And so, she threw that at the back of my head. It's like full of sand and rocks, right? And I turned around and I picked up a rock. I just stood there for a second, like, what just happened? It hurt, too. It wasn't like, oh, she just threw a bottle of, you know, sand at the back of my head. it's hilarious. Yeah, it's 32. I was just looking it up. 32-ounce bottle of water. You know, one of those things. Yeah, I'm looking it up. It was a 32-ounce. And I just turned around, picked up, it was a little, maybe an inch wide, you know, diameter or circumference wise. And I picked it up, a little pebble, and I threw it. You know, my aim is terrible. I didn't make the baseball team. My aim was terrible. I'm very non-athletic. And so I threw it. It flew. It probably went 32 feet in the air. I don't know. It went, and let me think what happened. It probably went 32 feet in the air, and I freaked out because a white Cadillac pulled up, and oh my god, just thinking about this makes me laugh. A white Cadillac rolled in as that rock was flying. And, like, okay, so for one, it was so high in the air, I didn't even know where the rock was, okay? The Cadillac pulled up, and I just hear, ping, like, that's what I hear. And I was like, oh, shit, you know? What just happened? This woman gets out of her car, hysterical. She's like, what the F? Oh my effing god. My car. You know, she's just cussing a storm up. She's like, so then she's like, who did that? Who threw the rock? And everybody turns around. All my friends, we've been friends since kindergarten, pre-K even. turn around and point at me. I'm like, you snitches. And so the woman's like, go get a person so I can talk to them about you getting in trouble. So I was walking to go find somebody. The woman thought I was running off, okay? So, because there was nobody in sight, a monitor or whatever. So I'm running around trying to find somebody. The girl thought I'd ran off. So she had somebody else chase after me. As a matter of fact, the girl who threw the bottle of sand at the back of my head. So I'm like, what do you want, Madison? That was the girl's name. And she's like, she just wanted me to make sure you're not running off. I'm like, well, you would, of course she would send you. So we find a guy, we bring him back to the girl. And so he's like, okay, he pages the principal. The principal calls me to the office with the girl, Madison. So they walk us up there. As we're walking up there, the girl whispers to me so that the guy doesn't hear. She goes, Travian, maybe just for our sake, you just take the fall. And just don't mention the water bottle. And I look at her, I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, just don't bring that up. Anyways, so I didn't bring it up until maybe a couple weeks later to my parents. I told them. They were, of course, you know, Travian, you're supposed to be the leader of the school and all this fun stuff. And and so I'm just like, yeah, I know. And that's what happens, you know. When I do things, when I do things that aren't wise, not thought out, not logical, and I just freak out. Honestly, aside of my mother's coming out, yeah, that's my mom. That's my the mother gene. That's what my dad always says. He's like, you get the logical gene from me. You get the crazy gene from your mother. I just laugh because part of me is like, that's so true. The other part of me is like, wow, that's kind of mean. But I'm like, that's so true. And so, yeah, I'm like, I just, like, I don't think logically, and when I don't, it's bad, and, like, that kind of shows, like, I am really, like, a good student, like, I make good decisions most of the time, I have to say, but at the same time, the good outweighs the bad, I have to say, because I'm not always the brightest as far as, like, my choices. And, you know, it's like, wow, Travian, you actually said that. Actually, I have a request for some of you guys. I know many of you might not be Christian or believe in God, or you might be Jewish or different religious belief. You might be atheist. That's okay. Everybody has the right to their own religion. I am a Christian. And I believe in Jesus Christ. Maybe we'll have a segment on that, on Christianity and religion. That'd be pretty nice to do something like that. And you know, what I might do is make different, like, playlists, like podcast different, like John Green style. I don't know if you guys know who John Green is. He's a crash course video for history, different subjects. Anyways, like, do like one matter on religion, like create a playlist, a podcast playlist on things religion-wise. Do a podcast on, like, government-wise, current events in government, current events, news, just different music, music and modern, have sub-playlists, you know. I that's what I think I'll do. I'll probably do something to that nature. But, anyways, I'd like, back to my point, for those of you that do pray in any way, or have a higher belief, Buddhists, please pray and put in your thoughts. A man named Eugene Fabiero. He is very ill. He's our band director. I don't believe I mentioned this, but I would like to consider myself a full-time musician. I say part-time because honestly, I'm not 8 hours a day worth of music, but I'd say part-time musician. because I do about 4 hours every day, something like that. And I play 11 different instruments. And some of you guys are like, wow, that's really good. I'm not amazing at all 11. I'd have to say my main instruments are saxophone, alto saxophone, as well as bassoon. Sorry, I had a little burp there. And marimba, percussion. That's the main instruments I'm focusing on right at this moment. There've been times that I've focused on different things, like last year was my trumpet year. I taught myself trumpet. I was very proud of that. Like, the fact that I taught myself trumpet over a summer and I was able to come into freshman year of high school doing marching band as lead trumpet player. I was very proud of that. Like, that was amazing for me. And then I did it more commonly. I did trumpet than I did saxophone. And the year before that, I was focused on alto saxophone as well as guitar. Those were my two main focuses. The year before that would have been half. The first year, 7th grade, I was a Barry Sax major, you could call me. That's the biggest, or one of the biggest saxophones. In typical saxophones, you see the soprano, the alto sax, and the tenor sax, and the baritone saxophone. I played all four. Personally, my favorite, if I'm being honest, I have favorites, the soprano and the barry. Ironically, the two least common of one another. The barry sax, when I played it, was, I had to get a barry sax stand because I couldn't sit down and play the barry sax because it would drag on the ground. It was huge for me. The soprano, on the other hand, is so tiny and so small, and it makes this high-pitched noise, but I love it because it's so, you know, you can move faster, you know, the embouchure is different. Embouchure is like the strength of your jaw and your control over the instrument. We'll do a segment on those things later, don't worry, if you are interested at all. I know I'm going on a rant here. But yeah, please pray for our band director, Mr. Eugene Fabiero. This is his officially second year at St. John Bosco High School. And he's just amazing. He's done, in this year and a half that he's been at Bosco, he has I'm not even joking, he's turned around our program. I always say my because I'm a part of it, but the saxophone section at St. John Bosco High School has grown 200%. No, that's a lie. 100%. Our flute section has grown 400% since he's been there. I mean, if that says anything about anything, that shows that we are growing. And that's awesome. We're so proud of that, you know? Like, people are always like, man, you're just nerds, you know, geeks. You guys aren't good. And I'm like, yeah, but for a Catholic school of 800 people, to have 35, I'm pretty proud of that, you know. And those are my fellows, those are my fellows, you know. They stick up for me, or most of them do. Some of them beat me down, but yeah, they kind of stick up for me no matter what, and I appreciate them for that. But yeah, Mr. Fabiero, Mr. Fabiero, he's got, I can disclose that he has serious health issues, and we're praying for him, and we are really hoping that he's, he will be better very soon. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, that makes me emotional. We're coming to a close here. I'm kind of running out of things to talk about. I'm going to say our next podcast that I'm going to do will be on, I really want to do one, probably, we'll do one on current. No, we're going to do one on music. You'll see two pop up probably next time, it will be on music and religion. Those will be the next two. If you guys aren't interested in those two things, let me know, please. I'm also trying to, obviously this is my first episode, podcast, and I'm trying to, we're trying to expand here. So, yeah, let me know, comment, like, subscribe, however these podcast things work. I'm gonna figure it out soon. How about that? Today you guys heard a lot about my life, my life in Arkansas, my struggle. That's my main struggle, I'd have to say. It's kind of like balancing two, that's what I'm gonna name this episode, balancing of two lives, because I have to balance two lives. I have to change facades coming from Arkansas and coming to California. I kind of told you guys about the environment a little bit, my family, but I didn't really mention I'm a different person when I'm in different places. And some people will be like, oh, he's bipolar. And I'm just like, no, it's because I adapt to the social environment that I'm in, as well as the physical and natural environment. But like, I don't want to sound racist. I am half black, half white. I love diversity. I love every color, every shade, every race. But just because I know this is most common used acronym, when you're in the hood, and I'm not going to specify any city, because the hood could be anywhere. But when you're in the hood, you have to put on a tougher face, right? When you're not in the hood, when you're in this liberal, a very anti-conservative, like very left, not all the way left, because we don't, all the way left would be a different story. We'd be talking about something totally different, but that's our government podcast, guys. We'll get into that later. You're kind of like loosey-goosey, like you can be who you are, almost, but you have to be fake about it, almost, like you have to push yourself upon people, and I hate that. In Arkansas, you can kind of just be who you want to be, and with my family in particular, I mean, if, and I'm going to be honest with you guys here, not confirming or denying any allegations that I've been accused of or anything, but if I were to say, come out to somebody in my family, I was like, oh, I'm gay. Or like my whole family, I just sat them all down. I was like, hey, guys, had revelations over the past few months and years, and I've come to the conclusion that I'm a homosexual. I would probably, honestly, my dad would probably walk out of the room. Yeah. Because they are very conservative that a man loves a woman, right? I mean, that's the Bible, unofficially, that's religious talk. But a man is supposed to be married to a woman. That's the idea of marriage. And whether I support gay marriage or not, that's my own personal opinions. And we will talk about that when we talk about civil rights and social rights. That will be one of the podcasts for sure. That I already have that. I'm already pulling up ideas and trying to write out different things to talk about with you guys. This actually, by the way, today's, if you couldn't tell, today's podcast, I just kind of freehanded everything. Like, I'm straight up, I'm just talking right now. And it's kind of fun, you know, talking to people, even though I don't know who I'm talking to be honest with you. Talking to the world. Hi, world. Hey y'all, that's the new idea, that's the podcast name. But yeah, balancing two facades, introduction, that's gonna be the title, because that's the life I live, you know. California, it's different. I am who I want to be, but I'm not, you know. I'm a southern boy. I'm a country boy. I love the country. I love riding four-wheelers, riding a horse with my cowboy boots on, And, you know, I wouldn't mind a hat either, you know, my cowboy hat. And I love the quote, "You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy." Originally, it was written, "You can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl." I changed it to boy, obviously, because I'm not of the female gender. I am a male. If you guys didn't know, I am a male. I am 100% born male. Anyways, I love that quote because it's so true to my life, you know. I was taken out of the country and limited to when I could go. But you can never take that lifestyle out of me as far as how I live my life or want to live my life. You know, and I'll always have that a part of me, whether I show it or not, you know. And it will come out when I'm in that environment. And, you know, a different Travian is in California. I'm not saying that all of the you Californians, probably the main people watching right now, are probably from California. But, I'm not the same person. You know, I'm like, wherever I go, I have more of a country accent. Arkansas, I'm different. Like, it's not a good or a bad. I'm not gonna say that I'm a bad different California than I am in Arkansas, but it's hard to explain because not even I have figured it out. You know, I'm young. I still have time to figure that out. But, you know, it's yeah. I don't know. It's just, I just know there's two different people, two different Travians, and I wish that there was only one, you know, Travian in my life. Anyways, I'm going to end it on that. This is a 42-minute podcast, probably going to end up 43 by the time I'm done, editing and everything. It was nice talking to you guys. I'm new. Please follow, subscribe, like, do whatever you have to do. Sounds like a YouTube video. Oh, Lord. but, yeah, do that. And, you know, I'm going to make sure we have different podcasts available for different people. Let me know. You know, tell me, like, and I will make sure that it happens, you know. I will research and be a master on that topic, or try to become one, at least. And, yeah, thank you guys for listening. Today's episode, like I was saying previously, balancing two facades introduction. All right, bye y'all.